Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Let's talk about the next steps for Richard Allen in the Delphi murder case. Obviously, he's been found guilty, and we've kind of been joking the whole time after all of the issues with this trial. He has a get-a-new-trial-free card. Not quite the same as a get-out-of-jail free card. What's the steps from here for Richard to try and plead his case to wherever it goes?
So in most states, first he has to request, make a motion for a new trial, citing errors in the trial, but that motion is made to Judge Gold. So I think we all know that's a foregone conclusion, how she's going to rule on that. Then you go to the appellate level, and he's got some real potential outs here. One of the biggest, I think, is that in most, in every state that I'm aware of, there's case law that says the judge cannot exclude the only defense that the defense is running, even if the judge doesn't like it. And this Odinism thing was really kind of central to the defense that Richard Allen wanted to run. It was excluded. That in and of itself could provide grounds to overturn the conviction and grant a new trial.
Would the only options for this be a new trial? Could any court look at this whole thing and go, this was a kangaroo court and your conviction is overturned?
You know, it's at least possible, but that's very rare. Usually, the court has to find what's called structural error in order to just completely throw out the case to say that, hey, this thing was so fundamentally unfair that Richard Allen just had no real shot at winning. Those rulings are few and far between.
Does this case meet that bar, in your opinion?
Structural error is tough because oftentimes we're looking at extreme examples of like the lead detective and the judge colluding or you know, the lead prosecutor having a romantic relationship with a central witness that could color the testimony. You know, there are certainly some alleged serious errors in this case. Does it rise to structural error? I think a court would be hard pressed to make that finding.
So, okay, it goes, Gull is not going to say, yes, of course, we're going to grant this appeal because I screwed everything up. I'm finally, it was me. It's not you, it's me. Let's do this all over. So it goes to the appeals court. How long of a process are we talking about here? How long does this take?
Oh gosh, the entire appellate proceedings can be years and years. You know, we'll get to the appellate level and we'll see what they do. But even if the appellate level says, hey, there were these errors, we're going to grant you a new trial, the prosecution could appeal that appellate decision. They could go to the higher court, which I believe is termed the Supreme Court out there in Delphi. And then, you know, the prosecution could say, no, there weren't any errors. Keep this guy in jail while we continue sorting this out. We could be looking at months, but more likely years before we receive any kind of final appellate opinion on the case.
Obviously, the way that they have fought tooth and nail, it seems, to put Richard Allen away for whatever their reasons are, and that's assuming if he's innocent, it goes deep. I mean, very deep to have kind of railroaded him in the way that they did. They have a very vested interest in not letting this man out financially because he could very easily sue the hell out of the town and bankrupt it. And they probably don't want that. I mean, I've seen other cases. I brought this one up. I pissed off half of Northeast Wisconsin the other day when I brought up the Stephen Avery case in Northeast Wisconsin. Sure. It was on Green Bay Radio, and I made
this feelings about that case.
I made this analogy. I'm like, just similarly to how, I mean, assuming, you know, Manitowoc, they had to pay out several million to him, but then they found him guilty or convicted him of this other murder, and then that all kind of went away. Kind of a similar type setup, if you read the tea leaves, it seems. They have no interest in this. If the court does decide, after going back and forth with appellate, decide for a new trial, does it go back to Gull? Does it go somewhere else? I mean, does the appellate court have any dictation into who's going to try this thing and where?
Good question. Not necessarily. Like, the appellate court doesn't get to say, you get a new trial and we want this other judge to do it. Their power does not extend that far. And so if he got granted a new trial, you know, there would certainly be an argument that Judge Gull should not retry it, especially if she was the basis for the error, if such an error is found. So it would go back to the trial level. But yeah, I mean, they certainly have a vested interest, the government, in not allowing that to happen financially. And also the Oaks thing, like, there are some correctional officers who are allegedly wearing patches that were symbolic of Odinism or something. You know, who knows what's going on in this little community and how far some of those groups could extend. We just don't know.
Yeah. So if it does, and we're just kind of playing scenarios here, if it does eventually go back, it could end up there again. And could you have a judge excluding the same things all over again? I mean, or would the appellate say, you can't exclude this in round two?
Yeah, typically the appellate court would say, hey, Judge Gull improperly excluded the Odinism defense, let's just say, for example.
Yeah.
Therefore, if there's a new trial, you cannot exclude that. And so we'll see kind of what errors that the appellate court may or may not find and how that could shape a new trial and really give a fuller picture to this jury if such errors are found, if a new trial is granted.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.